Okay, we're ready for our next presenter. And if you'll notice over the course of the weekend, the black balloon has been sinking. It was above all the others. It hid behind the whiteboard for a while, and it's slowly descending. The green and the orange, I guess, heart chakra and second chakra, they're still up. So I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to Dee. Maybe we'll have a black balloon popping ceremony at the end. Oh, my gosh. You guys are bloodthirsty. Show some compassion for the black balloon. No? Okay. Ho'oponopono, the black balloon. I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. Pop. No. Come back as an orange balloon. Okay. You guys have seen School of Rock, right? Remember Jack Black, School of Rock and Roll? Yeah, we've got our own School of Rock in Austin, in a sense, and it's a holistic school for musicians, because if you think about it, music is tonal, it's spiritual. So the approach to learning to be a good musician is very much like being a holistic practitioner. It just really fits right in with everything we've talked about this weekend, learning all aspects of the business. Daniel Barrett is a producer, a musician. He's an author. He was a member of the band Porter Davis, and I believe won an Austin Music Award for roots rock music, if I'm correct. And he's also produced 4 of Joe Vitale's music albums, and they're in production on a 5th one together. And he and Joe have written a book together called The Remembering Process that's going to be released by the prestigious Hay House Publishing Company in spring of 2014. And he does indeed have a year-long mentoring or training program for musicians called Rubicon Sound, and it also is a state-of-the-art recording studio. So please welcome, it's Austin's premier destination for nurturing and recording musical talent, please welcome Daniel Barrett.
Do you want that? Yes.
Hello. Oh, man, that's some good energy out there. Your faces look incredible. I don't just say that to all the audiences, because this is my first time doing this without the music. I've done this with the music a lot, but it's real different. I'd usually go 2, 3, 4.
Your face looks incredible, too.
Oh, thank you. What's your name? No, really. What is it, Gina?
Sheila.
Thank you so much. I really felt it. I felt it when you said that. So I'll try one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. This is cool. You want to go on the road? Well, yeah, this is true. This is the first time I'm speaking just to speak without my band. I've spoken to many people before, but usually for 1 minute at a time, and then we go into a song and it's well rehearsed. There's a lot that I want to share with you, but when I look at you, I kind of want to sit and speak to all of you for a couple of hours, each one of you, because each one of you has a story and I can feel it. I really do. I mean, I have chills looking out. There's a lot of sincerity here. There's a lot of us, I would say almost all of us, are these wild beasts called entrepreneurs. Raise your hand if you consider yourself an entrepreneur. That feels good. My people. One more time, raise your hand if you consider yourself an entrepreneur. Joe, you didn't raise your hand. You are like the entrepreneur. He had coffee in his hand, I understand. Coffee is a priority in my life. I want to talk about, actually, Joe for a little bit, because he is a huge force in my life as a friend, as a mentor, as a mentee. That's kind of wild, you know. It's been so reciprocal. Joe came to me to work. Well, actually, I went to Joe to try to take my entire being to the next level, but specifically professionally. I had a pretty good local following. My band, we won an an Austin Music Award, which for Roots Rock, it's a Roots Rock town. We won a Roots Rock Award. Pretty cool. That's good. I can take that. But I felt very, very local, and I loved that. But then I met the woman of my dreams, and who's here with the son of my dreams. And anyone who's had children or can conceive of doing that, it's different for everybody what makes them want to ignite to the next level. But that was the ignition for me. I just knew that I just could see around the corner that I was going to want to be able to do more for these people that I love, but I had to stay in this area of my passion. I mean, I just exude music. I love music. It is in my pores. So the idea of not doing that. But I knew that it was time to raise the vibration, and that's what I want to create here for you guys is ignition. Ignition. I like this. Yeah, Henry says ignition. And ignition is so important. We just felt it. Mindy Audlin, please give it up. Ignition is when you can see and feel, more importantly, what it is that's next. It's not this idea like, oh, I wanna. No, you can feel it in your bones and you can envision the details. And when you can see it and feel it, something happens, something takes over within you and outside of you. I promise. Because when I was driving down to Joe, all right, so this is, here we get into a whole story. And there are a few things I want to hit, and I've got 20 minutes. They call this a speed speaker, but I want you guys to applaud because I didn't take the speed. I just thought that I could do this without the help. But I do have it on hand if I get to like 5 minutes and I haven't covered a lot of things. So, yeah, this is, you know, and there's testing later to prove that. So, see, my own joke, you know, I got, that's what happened. My ego liked that you laughed, so I got kind of like, oh, they're laughing, it's funny. But there are a few things I want to cover today, and I want to share with you, I mean, it's been dramatic. When I drove down to Joe, I'd met him once before, but I managed, after months of back and forths and emails, to allow me to take him to lunch and just talk to him for a little bit about some ideas I had. I remember on my way down there, I made a prayer, which I'm not the prayingest person, but I said, if there's something inside me that could be of equal value to Joe, which was hard for me to conceive, because the Census Bureau would have said that that I was in poverty. My income was below the poverty level. That's a fact. Now, don't feel terrible. I had a family that would never let me go hungry. I wasn't in any danger with that. But I happened to be, and I wasn't taking funds. I just knew that. So there's, to say I was in poverty, I have a family that would take care of me. So I was blessed. But I personally was living, living below poverty level. And I was in love with this woman who wasn't going to take that. She just wasn't going to have it. She never said that, but I could just tell it was not an option. And I didn't want it to be an option, of course, right? But my story was I'm a musician, I'm a creative, we can't, you know, like, it's different for me. This is what you get. I'm a musician, so deal with it, you know, like, I'll play you a song or something, you know? We don't need to go out to dinner. I can bake bread. And I'll fast forward real quick, I've ended up we're working on our fifth album. I've got a very successful studio. Joe and I, we have a six-figure book deal from Hay House. I found out, thank you so much. I say it not to, it's just, it's been dramatic. I found out about all these things like taxes and stuff that just never was really, I always got a bunch back. It's cool. These are good problems to have. I'm thankful for that. I laugh, but it's true. I just was like, I was shocked. I was like, they want what? Where's mine? Oh, you got your. Oh, okay, so. But there's been real ignition. But we got to laugh. But this. But I'm gravely serious about ignition. I mean, I laugh because I'm so serious. I have everything that I can dream of. I have a healthy child. I have a beautiful career. I mean, I have incredible friends. If there's even an ounce that I can share with you, I just want you to just, because it was so simple. And that's one of the things I learned hanging out with a guy like Joe, is that it's, there are these big concepts, but it's the simple things. I'm going to embarrass you a little, Joe, but in a good way. When I go to Joe, I mean, I'll say he's one of the biggest and most frequent clients in my studio. He's there a lot. We're making on our fifth album. When I go to visit him and he hands me an Ozarka water, the little blue tab is pulled off. There's a little blue tab that's between you and your thirst. You know, like just good. So you know that nobody, you know, tested for speed in your water. But he pulls the little blue tab off. So this is what I call walking the walk. So that's the first thing. One of the things that's going to give you ignition is that if you are a spiritual person, you're a giving person, you're a caring person, it's in the little things. It starts there. So he's thought about me, and he's pulled the little blue tab off. So what is that in your world? Who are you serving, and are you going down to the very finest point? Have you pulled the little blue tab off so whoever you're serving, because I can tell you're all people who are here to serve, so that the person knows from the very first moment that someone has thought about them, their needs, their comfort, we're about to, I don't want you to think about that tab. I want you to think about getting into ignition. But in order to get to this point, you have to learn how to communicate with dogs. I don't want you to think you know where I'm going, because it's 3 o'clock, it's the lull, you guys ate buffet or whatever, you know, like whatever it is. That blood sugar thing, we're going to throw in some communicating with canines in, just to kind of, you know, where is he going with this? I think I was liking it, but now it's dogs, what? I met Joe because my band Porter Davis, yes, I felt that. My band Porter Davis, we had a friend who said, do you guys want to do a gig? And musicians go, yeah, what's it pay? Nothing. Nah. Who's it for? Dogs. Or like a dog. Say more, please, we said. And he said, my friend Joe, they call him Mr. Fire. I said, I'm interested even more. We have dogs and fire. This is cool. Mr. Fire. He's an entrepreneur. He's a promoter. He's many things. He started to explain this Joe guy. And I said, okay, I love dogs and I need to meet this guy. When is it? So Joe was promoting a book he wrote called There's a Customer Born Every Minute. Is that the correct title? About the teachings of P.T. Barnum. And so, of course, like all of us, like everyone in this room, when we do something new, we want to promote it by creating the first ever concert only for dogs. Or is that just Joe? And so it was crazy. There were cats picketing. Fact. There were mermaids, magicians. The news was there. And my band Porter Davis was there, and there was a line of dogs and everyone, and it was, I still don't totally understand what happened, but it was really fun, and I shook hands with this guy, and that was the end of it. Till, thank you. I was about to grab that speed. I was like, what's next? Until the secret came out. And I was in one of my many, many, many years back-to-back You know, and the fact is I actually was having a good time. I was, the Census Bureau would say I was in poverty, but for some of that time I was just living a bohemian life and kind of enjoying it. Baking bread, eating beans, playing gigs. There were times it would be stressful. Even that was kind of fun. The second time they repossessed the van was a little embarrassing. That was, I don't recommend that. But it's true, I say that. And I actually feel a tiny bit of real shame. I bring real emotion, like, that's not... It was really, that was real. Not once, but twice. I'm not proud of that. But it's my life, and it brought me to here. Henry's here. Andrea's here. Joe's here. Well, I saw the Secret, and I'm like, that's the Dogs and Fire guy. What's he doing? Got to lighten it back up. I don't want you to think you know where I'm going here. And we're not going to stay in that shame too long. Just enough to... remind, you know, just remember where we were. And I watched Joe, who was already a very, very successful man, just take like another, his whole thing opened up again, and with The Secret, and I said, I know that guy. And I always remembered that, and I'm like, you know, I didn't do anything with that. I just thought it was cool. And does anyone here, you feel the sort of threads of your life? You feel the coincidences, the threads, the... And it kind of gives you affirmation. It gives me chills just saying. It's one of these things about ignition. Ignition doesn't have to hit you like a brick. Like Joe went to find the secrets of Bruce Barton. Sometimes it's in threads. I saw that guy in The Secret, and I said, I don't think it's a coincidence that I did this crazy Dogs concert, and then that guy is in that. I feel like that's going to affect my life somehow. And it was years later before I contacted Joe. I met Andrea. Because it's a speed round, it's a great story, also threads, but I knew I needed help. So persistence, and I don't know about your industries, but in music, persistence is politeness. You keep persisting without annoying somebody, but persisting until they actually ask you to stop calling. That's what you do. You don't wear them out, you don't guilt, but you just, hi, it's me again, just check it, yeah. So persistence, and I finally was able to take Joe to lunch, and I just remember exactly where I was. I was on Route 12, and I just had the thought because, I mean, the speakers have been so powerful. What Bill Phillips said about creating value, I just said, you know, I'm going down here for help, but who am I to think I might not? I've lived... at that point, 35 years, what if I have something I can offer Joe? It took some audacity because he's a big shot. Come on. You seen that guy's cars? I mean, you don't get those cars and not create value for people, but what if I have something? And then I just said, you know, universe, if you're listening, if I have anything in my heart that could be of service, please offer it to Joe because I'm so grateful just for the feeling of driving down here. So sit with that for a minute. I want you, for Ignition, to not be afraid to ask for help and not be afraid to have the audacity to think that you may have something equal and opposite to give back. I want you to reach up what you think your level is at, and I'm not saying your level and worth as a person. We are all the same, but we're at different stages in our career. So reach out to speakers. What is your name again?
Tanya.
Tanya. So when you reach out to speakers who you feel are a few notches ahead, not as a person, but in the game of becoming an author and speaker, when you reach out, even if it doesn't come out in the conversation, maybe it's just an energy you give them. Maybe the energy is just like that person that you're asking says, it's just so good to know that people are so present and grateful. It's so nice to interact with somebody who's so clear about what they want. When you said what you want, I was like, whoa, you woke me up. That's real. I'm so grateful for that. You didn't know that you'd woke up some hairy guy in the back there. Didn't take his speed today. But you just don't know. So to accelerate this in my speed round, oh my gosh, almost there. 20 minutes goes fast. I could go for 20 hours with y'all. But Joe ended up saying, I wanted help promoting my new studio, and he said, you know, it's weird that you show up here because what I've really wanted is to make music, and that we've done, and the rest is history. In the course of making music, we developed this thing that I've been doing since I was a kid to create music called the remembering process, and that's what we wrote our book about, and that's what I want to leave you with. What's freaky is Bill Phillips said it in his speech today. It's like he brought me on stage today. I couldn't believe it. We were kind of went do-do-do-do-do-do. Again, it's the threads, and you all know what I'm talking about. He said, I remembered being there with John Elway and the Broncos. And that's how I always wrote songs. I didn't try to write them. I just kind of remembered what they felt like. I remembered them coming off the radio. I remembered Emmylou Harris singing them. And I explained that to Joe, and he said, where'd you get that? I said, I don't know. I just kind of did it. I went, I started singing in dog. And Joe brought to my attention that this was applicable to more than music, and our book was born, and a lot of things were born, including a new sense of self. I was born just like Amy Gilbert. Elizabeth Gilbert. She was born. Part of me was born when the remembering process was born because I saw possibility. Joe saw possibilities in me that I didn't see. And here I am. I like this thing. You don't have to pay a drummer, too. Two, three, four. See, this is great. But I want to give you all real ignition. I want to send you all home with something. Yeah. One of the ways to practice the remembering process, there's a whole book to explain it, but how do I explain it in 1 minute and 6 seconds? And the little bit that I push to, you know, go past that until they yank me off. It's very convenient for a brand new father to create a meditation that enforces napping. Self-serving, but in the good way. Serve yourself. It doesn't have to be dragging yourself through the desert. When you go to sleep, or if you can take a 15-minute nap, and I'm going to give all of you a download of my meditation that will guide you through this. You just have to sign up with your email list with Daisy, who is an incredible artist at my studio, and I'm also going to send you one of Daisy's songs called Doobie-Doo, about doing, being, and doing, and it's gorgeous. Give it up. I'll take that. But I want you to have that ignition when you're on your pillow. Whatever you want, the money is earned. The accountants have divvied it up. You've paid your taxes. I know, it's weird. The dogs have been fed. Your family has been sent to college. The awards, the feeling. All you have left is to bask in the glow of your success. It is done. Whatever you seek, you have the career. You have done a year of touring. The last thing you want to do is write or speak anymore because you did it so well. The only thing left to do now is rest. And as you rest, I want you to rest exactly as you will on that day. Let your jaw relax. Let your body relax. It is done. Remember the entire process. Maybe remember little details about how you got there. And that is great. And it doesn't involve sitting for an hour till your knees are busting out and all that kind of stuff. You just have to put your head on the pillow and bask in the glow of your success. And you have to imagine it because some of us have limiting beliefs about, oh, I don't know if I... You must act as if. For the 5, 15, 20. And if you're insomniac, better yet, you get to do that for longer. However long it takes, bask in the glow. I call this, instead of the victory lap, the victory nap. And all you need to do is sign up with your email, and I will send you a meditation that describes this better and will guide you through it. So, and then you can kind of get into the flow. You know, it's music that I've composed, and I'll speak through it for you, and I'll email that to you, along with Daisy stuff. The victory nap. There's so much that I want to share with you. The 20 minutes feels so tiny. But the feeling I get, we're leading towards Joe bringing us home. I want to bring the attention to Joe. I want to thank you, Joe. I want to thank your staff, Suzanne and your staff. This is an incredible event, and you're in the presence of somebody who is so in tune and so, I mean, you freed me yesterday. I was looking at this. You don't have to worry. I'm like, oh yeah, I remembered again. I mean, it's so deceptively simple. But we are very, 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 very fortunate to get to spend a weekend with a guy like Joe. So give it up, and thank you so, so much for this time.